housing associations, help or hindrance? The majority of housing associations have their origins in the state's failure to deal with repeated housing crises through Britain's history. With vast reserves of around £4 billion, you might think they could play a key role in solving homelessness. Unfortunately, this doesn't seem to be the case. Although it is harder to evict people in social housing, it isn't through associations' lack of trying. More than half of all eviction notices are served by social landlords. Shamefully, in April, in the midst of the pandemic, housing associations raised rents by an average of 2.7%. They now behave like private companies, searching for profit, not organizations that care about their tenants. This is also reflected in their executive pay packets. There is no way chief executives like London and Quadrant's David Montag, on a salary of £335,704, can identify with the life of normal tenants. Any answer to the housing crisis involves moving away from the precarious private rented sector. However, we cannot trust housing associations to deliver this. Social housing should be accountable and run for the interest of its tenants. This structure already exists in local authorities, which despite years of making attacks on their own council housing stock, still manage around 1 million households.